Acharyas Padasrishi Shwara sang this. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Isvam Swami Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gurundaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Sri Srimatai Gaurahari ki jai. Sri Srimatai Sachisuddha ki jai. Sankirtan Yadya ki jai. Gopranande all glories to the Samadharajis. All glories to the Samadharajis. All glories to the Samadharajis. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Today we will read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, the appearance of Shukadeva Goswami. We'll read text 16. Punascha Bhuyad Bhagavatinam Te Rati Prasangas Chabad Asher Shu Bahatsu Yam Yam Utiyam Sushkin Maitriyastu Sarvatra Namo Jaya. Again, offering obeisances unto all you Brahmins, I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. That a devotee of the Lord is the only perfect living being is explained herein by Maharaj. A devotee of the Lord is no one's enemy, although there may be many enemies of a devotee. A devotee of the Lord does not like to associate with non-devotees, although he has no enmity with them. He desires association with the devotees of the Lord. This is perfectly natural, because birds of the same feather mix together. And the most important function of a devotee is to have complete attachment to Lord Sri Krishna, the Father of all living beings. As a good son of the Father behaves in a friendly way with all his other brothers, so also the devotee of the Lord, being a good son of the Supreme Father Lord Krishna, sees all other living beings in relation with the Supreme Father. He tries to bring back the upstart sons of the Father to a saner stage and to get them to accept the supreme fatherhood of God. Maharaj Parikshit was certainly going back to Godhead. But even if he were not to go back, he prayed for a pattern of life which is the most perfect way in the material world. A pure devotee does not desire the company of a personality as great as Brahma, but he prefers the association of a petty living being, provided he is a devotee of the Lord. Punascha Bhuyad Bhagavatam Te Rati Prasangat Chataraka Rishu Mahatsu Yamyam Upiyam Sushim Maitriyastu Sarvatra Namo Vijaya. Again, offering obeisances unto all you Brahmins, I pray that if I should again take my birth in the material world, I will have complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna, association with his devotees, and friendly relations with all living beings. Swayam Rupa Kadama Vidakta Svata Vajitapa Kirubhya Sjaki Vatimirvya Vata Vajitana Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Vamana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Priya Mani Vidakta Siva Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This is Maharaj Pariksit speaking. And Shukadeva Goswami is just about to appear on the scene. And so far, Maharaj Pariksit, he's been pressed. And he has come to understand that. And he has therefore made up his mind that I will become completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness in preparation for the culmination of this curse when I will actually leave my body. So therefore, he has already abandoned his royal throne and all the opulence of being in the royal position and all the various other facilities of life and of various circumstances and whatnot, like family and normal place of residence, one's associates and friends and so on and so forth, all these things, everything. He simply walked out. He just got up, walked out without so much as saying goodbye or anything. Just they looked around, he wasn't there. So then he went down to the banks of the Yamuna or the Ganges, and he sat there and decided, I'll just bust to them. Actually, he didn't really know exactly what his program should be, but he knew he should get out and become fixed on the spiritual path, basically. So then, so many, already, of the great stately persons in the universe, they all then congregated there. So that very quickly there was a big gathering, because they knew that he's such a great person. He's going back to Godhead. We want to see him go. So therefore they all gathered there for this very remarkable and very auspicious event, waiting for that. So, Maharaj Pariksit, as we said, he was concerned. He wanted to become fixed on the spiritual platform. He wasn't exactly sure how to go about that, at least he said like that. So he was asking all these assembled sages and munis and rishis, what should I do now? What is actually the right program for me to undertake in order to maximize the benefit and become as absorbed as possible on the spiritual platform? So different of those persons, they made different suggestions. Do this, do that. And Maharaj Pariksit was not so clear. But then, Shukadeva Goswami came upon the scene, and Maharaj Pariksit surrendered to him and asked him, you please tell me, what is the duty of a person under all circumstances? And particularly, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? And in response to that question, Shukadeva Goswami spoke the remaining 11 cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is just leading up to the appearance of Shukadeva Goswami on the scene. And Maharaj Pariksit is expressing to the assembled sages his feeling at that time that he's not in anxiety. He's just accepting this is the will of the Lord. The Lord has decided to have me retire in this way and leave in this way. That must be the right thing. Therefore, I will just accept it and not make any complaints or try to make any other arrangements. However, there are a few considerations in his mind. He's a very great personality, so he's thinking, if I must take birth again, then I would like to be in a certain type of situation, certain factors I would like them to be there, so that my life will be as auspicious as possible. So, three things, very important things he is requesting for his next life, if that should be there. First of all, and most important really, he wants to have complete attachment to Krishna, not be attached to anyone or anything else, but exclusive absorption in Krishna consciousness. Secondly, he would like to be associated with the devotees, and this will just cement further the attachment to the Lord which he has asked for. Just make it all the more strong. And thirdly, interesting, friendly relations with all living beings. With all living beings. Of course he wants to have friendly relations with the devotees, naturally, and he said that, and to always be in their company. But even all living entities, even those who are not devotees, that he would like to be friendly, kindly disposed towards all of them, and not have any animosity or hard feelings or envy, any attitudes of those types towards anyone. Man, animal, bird, whatever. To just feel completely at home. Yes. It was very nice. Very nice. Of course, in the fifth book, Srila Prabhupada makes the point that Maharaj Krishna is such a great devotee. What is the possibility of him not going back to God? Well, surely he'll go back to God yet. And all the sages and other persons they've assembled there, because they know that. But still, it is the nature of the devotee to be very humble and not pretentious or any type of pride, any type of mood of that kind. So the devotee is certainly not thinking that, yes, I'm very qualified and I will go back to God here and I will do this and that and in this way perfection will be there. The devotee is really thinking very humbly. So Maharaj Pariksit, this show, this attitude of great humility and accepting the will of the Lord, it showed itself very strongly when he understood that he had been cursed. He was cursed by one Brahmin child named Srini, who had some brahminical power, but he did not yet have the maturity, experience, and even just knowledge of how to utilize that properly. So he misused it actually, and he cursed Maharaj Pariksit for some relatively minor things. He cursed him to die. So the father, he came, Shamika, he came and informed Maharaj Pariksit of this case. 7 days of that, and Maharaj Krishna just accepted it immediately. And he did not arrogantly or in any way start begging me, help me, save me, run from it, hide me, protect me. And he was not also thinking that, oh yes, well, I'll go back to God, that's fine, advance the vote. He knows what? He thought probably I'll have to take birth again. So all these great saintly persons are here, and they're all very qualified and very powerful. So assuming I have to take birth again, let me at least get their mercy so that my next birth will be better. And all the conditions will really be very positive for my becoming Krishna conscious. So he's praying then for these three things. Complete attachment to the unlimited Lord Krishna. So that is the first part of Krishna consciousness. Without being conscious of Krishna, how can one be Krishna conscious? One would then be Krishna unconscious. And that is all of people in the material world, they are fully qualified. Very qualified at least. In that, they have got a remarkable lack of consciousness of Krishna. So, first thing, if one wants to be a devotee, first thing is to understand Krishna. Who is Krishna? What is my relationship with him? What is this world? What is Krishna's relationship with it? What is my relationship with it? So the devotee, first thing is to become conscious of reality. And what is my position within reality? Action, my position. No concocted idea, no whimsical or romantic idea, but very practical, down to earth. What is really the truth? And I must become situated properly in the truth. So that means completely attached to Krishna. Yes. There are 26 qualities of a devotee. They're mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and they're referred to in so many places. All sorts of nice qualities like humility, pridelessness, kindness, and being very poetic, and so on and so forth. 26 qualities of it. And one quality is Krishna Akarshana, to be fully attached to Krishna. So Śrīla Viṣṇu-śrāvana Thakura explains that all the other qualities, like being humble and pious and merciful and clean and grave and silent and poetic and tolerant and austere and like that, they're all secondary. But actually the prime quality is that the devotee is attached to Krishna. And if you, even if you have all the other qualities very nicely, but you don't have that one quality, then more or less you're wasted. Your life is wasted. And you may take birth as a demigod or something of that sort, but without Krishna consciousness, you'll just waste that life. And sooner or later, when your good karma runs out, then you'll fall down. You'll fall down, and who knows what will be your future. But Viṣṇu-śrāvana Chakravarti Thakura explains that if you at least have that quality, even if you don't have the other, so much, even if you're not very humble, you're not very free from anger, not very free from pride, not very poetic, but you're attached to Krishna, then you can make progress. At least you can make progress. That is there. So those are the first factor, the first element. We have to be attached to Krishna, we have to be conscious of Krishna, we have to appreciate and try to understand Krishna, and what is our position in relationship with this. Maharaj Pariksha's first request of these great devotees. Second is, he wants to be associated with the devotees. Yes. Through being associated with the devotees, even if one is not very Krishna conscious, but just through the influence of their association, one will become more Krishna conscious, whether one likes it or not. There's a very nice story that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita briefly, but in a little more detail in Chaitanya Bhagavata, how some spies of the Muslim, one Muslim king, they heard that there are some Hare Krishna devotees, this Chaitanya, and a number of others. They're traveling back and they're having big Hare Krishna kirtans, so you better go and see what's happening. So these spies, Muslim spies, they were speaking around, checking it out. And sure enough, the kirtan began. And it was very big kirtan. Completely amazing. And the kirtan, in fact, it got completely out of control. And these Muslims, they're trying to hide and just sneakily watch. But before they knew it, they were surrounded by devotees. And they had to themselves hide their beards and, you know, various other trappings of being Muslim and take part in the theater. Like they were just part of the program. And what's happening on the theater? They made it clear. So then they went back to make their report. And the king said, all right, did you find that? What was he doing? He said, you're having a big kid and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then they go, oh, yes, sorry. And the king was asking questions. And what were they doing? And they said, oh, they were dancing like this. And then they would dance. And, oh, sorry. They didn't know what was happening, that it was just coming out. Because it had gone in. And what goes in comes out. So we have to make sure that only the good things go in and not the bad things, because whatever goes in comes out. Or whatever goes in has its effect. And its effect manifests externally and on all levels. So we don't want to have that bad association. We shouldn't think that I can have bad association and then I can just switch off and there'll be no effect and I will just be normal, happy, Hare Krishna devotee. And if nothing happens, it won't. It doesn't work like that. The soul is like crystal. Hare Krishna warns for love. Watch out for the devotees. Avoid their association because the soul is like crystal. And if you hold crystal up to the light just comes through. In other words, if you associate with the devotees, you'll become influenced by them. So watch out, don't hear any of the devotees. So, in a reverse way, he was making very important point. We should associate with the devotees, and then if we do, if we associate particularly with serious devotees and as much as we can, then even if we are not so Krishna conscious, and maybe even if we don't want to be so Krishna conscious, we're just sort of dabbling, but by the influence of their association it will come out more. And then the attachment to Krishna will manifest. And then on the other hand, he says, third point, friendly. I want to have friendly relations with all the living entities. What to speak of the devotees, of course, the devotees. But even beyond the devotees, everyone. So what is he saying there? Anyone. Even what to speak of the human beings. He doesn't even want to offend and act. This is the consciousness of very elevated devotee like Maharaj Pariksha. So the purport here, Srila Prabhupada, refers to this particular characteristic of the devotee's heart, the devotee's consciousness, that the devotee is ajata shatru. His shatru, his enemy, is ajata, not war. There's no enemy. In other words, when he looks and sees the people and everybody else, he doesn't see that I have an enemy I must watch out for this time, and I don't like that well, and in this way it's discriminating. No. All of them, he appreciates. They're all my brothers and sisters under our Father Krishna. So, actually this is one name of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He's known as a Jati Kshatriya. His enemy was never born. That means he never felt anyone was his enemy. But I think we know that many people thought that he was their enemy and considered themselves his enemy and acted like that. But he never got into it. He never got into it at all. And he always remained very equipoised and very pure-hearted, very subtle type of consciousness. And he would never consider, there was no question of thinking negatively about anyone. Even when they're in exile, Bhima, who's very fiery, very passionate, powerful person, and Draupadi, who's also very fiery, they were regularly coming to Yudhisthira, who was the leader, and saying, come on, we must just attack these people. They have treated us unfairly. And just look at what we're having to go through. So come on, let's not worry about this deal that you made at that gambling match. These things are not bona fide. So let's just go and attack them. But Maharaj Yudhisthira will say, no, we do like this, so we'll just look. And it's rather pleasant here in the forest. And it's alright, just wait. Our time will come. And when it does come, then we'll see. So, Ajatashatru, his enemy was never born. He never felt that anyone is like that. Although many others, they thought that he was their enemy and they tried and expressed that and tried to undo everything. So we should try to be like this. Try to cultivate our attention to Krishna. Associate, we learn how to associate nicely with devotees. It is something like a science, you know, how to associate nicely with different types of devotees in different situations. Not that it's all one, we just treat all the devotees the same way. There are many different types of devotees and one has to learn how to deal appropriately and associate appropriately so that the best comes out, so that Krishna comes out and fills the hearts of all of us, and we can be very happy in Krishna consciousness. So this is one important thing about that. Any comments? Prabhupada, yeah.